How did we get to the point where peddling hardcore Luciferian evil has gone mainstream? And practically no one in the mainstream Mockingbird horror media seems to care enough to report about it. Ironically, as this was on my list to make a video about today, Amazing Polly posted a video titled "The People of the Lie, Everyday Evil," asking the question based on the book by M. Scott Peck, "Is evil a mental illness?"
I remember really being moved by M. Scott Peck's sort of scientific analysis of the nature of evil. That's what this book is. He's a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and he was trying at the time when he wrote this book to get evil classified as a form of mental illness.
Is evil a mental illness? Mainstreaming evil. When Lil Nas X came out with the song Old Town Road with Billy Ray Cyrus in 2019, and it broke the record by becoming the longest running song at the number one spot on the Billboard Hot 100, I didn't get it. I still don't. Well, maybe I get how that could have occurred just a bit more now. I've been kicked off Twitter, so maybe y'all have already seen this. I hear it was trending. So, for anyone who still doubts that corporate America is not actively involved in the mainstreaming of evil, the subversion of Christian values, and the destruction of the family, I bring you this. Lil Nas X has unveiled a limited edition of Satan shoes that contain a drop of human blood and are limited to 666 pairs. The shoes start at the price of $1,018. 6 plus 6 plus 6 equals 18. This is a collaboration with Nike and retail startup Mischief, or MSCHF. Nike Air Max 97. And each pair bears this message from Luke 10:18. I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Did the openly gay black man who goes by the name Lil Nas X, real name Montero Lamar Hill, make a deal with the devil? Did he sell his soul to an A&R man, or his record label, or to Satan himself, in return for fame and fortune? Only he can answer that, but he's certainly living up to his end of a Faustian bargain. The day before the launch of his Nike Beast shoes, he released a video for his new single titled Montero, Call Me By Your Name, in which the gay black man is sliding down a stripper pole all the way to hell. Does anyone in the mainstream media bump on the fact that as white, mostly Christian Trump supporters are being demonized daily as being domestic terror threats, this overtly satanic content is being produced by corporate America and disseminated upon a very young, impressionable, and increasingly nihilistic population? No, the mainstream Mockingbird horror media doesn't care. They'll defend it as art or as free speech, while constitutionalists and Christians like SGT Report and so many thousands of others are terminated by YouTube, Vimeo, Twitter, Patreon, and MailChimp. Why is content like this from Lil Nas created and promoted at all? Nas signed a contract. He got his fame and fortune, and now he must pay. And it's all part of an agenda to demoralize and destroy our culture and the minds and souls of our children. As I continue to report, humanity is under an all-out assault worldwide. As a wide-open and unmasked Texas is flourishing and COVID cases there are on the decline, former UK Supreme Court Judge Lord Sumpton expects that people will be forced to continue to wear masks and stay at home for a decade. If this isn't a war on humanity, what is it? Why does Deagle.com predict such a drastic reduction of populations of so many Western countries by 2025? Why does UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson's father, Stanley, laugh with glee at the thought of an 80% reduction of the United Kingdom's population?
Do you have a sense of what the carrying capacity of Britain is, or of the world as a whole? Or?
Well, Britain, I put it at 10 or 15 million. I think that'd be absolutely fine. I mean, that would do us really splendidly at a limit 2025.
I want to read just a few sentences from the 1903 Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which is reportedly an anti-Semitic work of fiction. Tell me, though, if this doesn't ring true. Quote, Our employees chosen from the Goyim cattle must be of a type that submit to blind and servile obedience to our specialists and our advisors who have been trained from childhood to rule the affairs of the world. These are not empty words. It is plain what a destructively disintegrating force these directives have had upon the minds of the Goyim cattle. The great force of today is the press. It is in our hands. Let's reread that first sentence. Our employees, chosen from the Goyim cattle, must be of a type that submit to blind and servile obedience to our specialists and advisors, who have been trained from childhood to rule the affairs of the world. March 25th, 2021. Rutgers University to require COVID-19 vaccine for students. Rutgers University will require all students to be vaccinated before arriving on campus for the fall 2021 semester. Now, reportedly, the vaccination will not be required of Rutgers faculty and staff. The school claims that students may request an exemption from the vaccination for medical or religious reasons. But how many Rutgers students will be injured or sterilized by this vaccine? We know all of them who take it will be changed forever, because this is not a vaccine. It is experimental, biological mRNA gene therapy. And those who are given the shot never have that fact explained to them, nor are the many potential health risks and side effects explained to them. Therefore, there is, by definition, no informed consent among those who take the shots. The cattle. When I was younger, I wondered often what a book of Revelation's end time scenario might look like. It looks a lot like this.
Tonight, thousands in miles-long lines waiting hours on New Year's Eve in Tennessee to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The long-awaited vaccine's finally here. Vaccination sites in Florida overwhelmed. Calls for the National Guard to come in and help.
Friends, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for your support over at sgtreport.tv, and a special thank you to our subscribe stars. And for real news, please visit us directly every single day for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda 24/7. God bless. Bye-bye.